Before dawn, the world feels thin. You step into the cool morning while the sky still holds its breath. The darkness is softer now, not heavy like yesterday, but uncertain, as though it knows it cannot last. The city is quiet. Sabbath has passed, but grief has not. You walk toward the place where hope was sealed behind stone. The path is familiar, too familiar. Each step carries memory, linen, tears, the weight of finality. You expect silence when you arrive. You were prepared for that. But something is wrong. The stone is not where it should be. At first, your mind refuses to adjust. You stand still, heart quickening, trying to make sense of what your eyes insist on showing you. The entrance, it's opened. Not just cracked, not disturbed, but open. You move closer. The tomb breathes cool air into the morning. You peer inside, expecting to see what grief has already rehearsed. But instead, there is absence. Linen folded. The space where a body should be. Confusion rises quickly, crowding out any sorrow. Then footsteps approach. Voices tremble with disbelief. Questions overlap one to the other. No one yet speaks the word hope. It feels too dangerous. Then someone speaks. Not loudly. Not dramatically. Your name is spoken with a familiarity that stops you in place. You turn. At first, you do not recognize him. The light is changing. Tears have blurred your vision. Your expectations are still shaped by death. But when he speaks again, the sound carries a weight, you know. Not power that crushes, but power that restores. You recognize him. Jesus. Yeshua. Alive. Not resuscitated. Not returned to what was, but something deeper. Something finished now. And begun at the same time. The wounds remain, but they no longer define him. They tell a story that has reached its final line and opened into something new. Fear and joy, they collide in your chest. You want to run. You want to fall to the ground. You want to stay exactly where you are so this moment cannot slip away. But he speaks peace. Not as comfort alone, but as fact. He sends word, tells you to go, to tell others. The story must move outward now. Resurrection does not hoard itself, it multiplies it. So you leave the tomb quickly, heart racing, feet light despite the weight of wonder. The city looks the same, but it's not. Everything has changed, even if it does not know it yet. Later, doors are locked, fear still lingers. Then he stands among them anyway. No knock, no force, just presence. Again, peace. Hands reach out, wounds are touched, breath is shared. Doubt does not offend him. It is met with patience. Faith grows not from pressure, but from encounter. Sunday does not erase Friday. It redeems it. Death is not denied. It is defeated. Silence did not have the final word. Waiting was not wasted. Love endured all the way through. You stand once more as an observer, but now you know something you did not before. The worst thing is never the last thing. Sunday has come, and the world will never be the same.